Hey, have you heard of Bloom Stories? It's an audio erotica app with over 1,000 intimate stories, guides, role plays, and more. If you like the stuff here, you'll love it there. They also just launched a spicy audiobook section where they partner with book talk authors and top-selling creators. Everything from fantasy to dark romance is in there. Head to bloomstories.com to sign up for a free account. Unlock everything by using promo code GIRLONTHENET and save up to 70%.
This is an audio recording of the post MMF Fantasy, watching both of their faces. I like the way a guy's dick twitches when I push something into him, like a butt plug. I like to watch that twitch as the plug slips inside, that quick pulse of his cock that tells me it's neatly settled into the right place. His face twitches too, a flicker of pain, lust, need, satisfaction, one or all of those, delete is appropriate. And that's why I want to watch him get fucked in the ass while he fucks me. It's the twitch. I can recreate it semi-effectively using a butt plug and a belt, putting a plug inside him, then lining the belt up along the crack of his arse, and pulling each end of it in my hands. It has the double benefit of pulling him deeper into me and also nudging the butt plug harder inside him. I get to watch his face flicker at the same time, making his dick twitch, making him make that face. But how much better to give that control to someone else, to not need the belt because instead there's another guy behind him, on top of him, filling him up as he's filling me. Spit roasts are awesome, and DP is well worth the effort, but with this kind of fuck pile, one guy squashed in the centre with another taking control on top, the key benefit is that I get to see both of their faces. I get to lie on my back, hands tied so I've no control, ankles crushed against the headboard as I fold myself into as small a space as I can beneath the guy I love. Him facing me, so I can watch his every expression. He supports himself with broad shoulders and arms trembling with tension, because the weight is greater this time. There's another guy on top of him, pressing his lubed up dick against his ass. My job is to stay steady. His job is to relax into it, to let the guy at the very top take control of crushing us both. Each stroke of the middle guy getting fucked would translate to a harder stroke for me, at the bottom of the MMF chain, feeling the aching thud of his prick in the back of my cunt. I could watch the guy on top's face, see it flicker with pleasure too as the head of his slick cock slides neatly inside the other guy. Simultaneous twitches from both of them. But you know what the problem is with this fantasy? Apart from the fact that it's hard to find two guys who both want to do it, and each other, and me, equally, is that it doesn't end. Because now that you've added an extra link, it quickly becomes clear that what you're making is a chain. A chain of humans, linked by fucking. With a slightly longer belt and just the right kind of butt plug, I could control the strokes myself, from the bottom. Yank on the belt, nudge the plug further into the guy on top, pushing him to fuck deeper into the guy in the middle, making guy in the middle fuck me harder. And once I've added the belt and the butt plug, I may as well add another person. A friend with a cock just the right size for guy on top to enjoy. Or a friend with a strap on who's willing to wield it. and then another person, and another, and another, until the fuck chain collapses under its own weight, and the fantasy disappears under the spotlight of the laws of physics, and all we have left is a pile of us on the bed, a pile of horny people with sweaty, lube-smothered junk, faces and cocks and muscles twitching as we try to satisfy everyone. If you liked that, you can hear more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or come and help me make more of it and suggest the sort of stories you'd like to hear next at patreon.com/girlonthenet.